Obviously, I'm doing this because my account just got suspended on YouTube, and I shared with you guys exactly how it happened, which was, you know, prior to today, I had had nothing on my account other than the day that account Awesome Jew began publishing a step-by-step guide for how people could mass report my Tristan Tate interview when my Tristan Tate interview aired. And YouTube actually responded on Twitter and said that these sort of targeted harassment campaigns wouldn't work. And then lo and behold, they quite literally took down that video. And we then filed an appeal. We haven't actually heard back on that appeal, but I kind of put it in the back of my mind. And interestingly enough, like, it's kind of been a journey with this. And I did kind of expect this to happen, especially after the Rabbi Shmuley debate. I knew there would be some price that I had to pay for it, because you just can't have a video or a debate go that viral. And I could just see how angry the Zionist community was about it. And you could sense their anger also in their silence, which is so interesting just to weigh against. 2 weeks ago, every Zionist account on social media, every Zionist media member was writing articles hysterically from here to Australia saying, Candace Owens is having a mental breakdown. Candace Owens is unhinged. Candace Owens is angry, writing lies about me. And yet, absolute crickets. If you go online right now and you type in like Rabbi Shmuley, Candace Owens, despite the fact that it was trending for 2.5 days on Twitter, not a single article was written which was negative about Rabbi Shmuley.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. We're going to continue this momentarily. Just a brief introduction to the video, though. So fascinated by this, having been terminated on YouTube twice myself, having watched Russell Brand get demonetized, and having watched Candace Owens' videos quite a lot recently, Candace, Tucker Carlson, wondering how long they would last on YouTube. In fact, I've got a friend in America, and I wrote by email to that friend recently that they will be coming after Candace Owens very soon, which is sad because she is doing such important work exposing the military-industrial complex, exposing Big Pharma and the deep state, and has been really outspoken because I've watched her go from zero followers on YouTube to, what is it, 2.5 million right now during this suspension. She's suspended temporarily. We're going to get to that more why. But so far, she's talked about the interview she did with Tristan Tate, whereby there was a dogpiling, a targeted campaign of reporting that video. Many of you have seen that I did an interview with Tristan Tate. I did an interview with Andrew Tate earlier this year. It was about the craziest prison stories. And I did end up getting a communication from YouTube pertaining to a clip we put out from one of those videos. So the powers that be are hot to anything that you put up with the Tates. But Candace has gone on to say that she believes that her interview with Rabbi Shmuley that went majorly viral on Piers Morgan's channel, if you've not seen it, it's worth a watch. She destroys him, basically. And he makes a number of allegations about her. He can't back them up. Piers puts the original source videos on the screen, and he just looks like a complete idiot. But she has stirred up a hornet's nest going down that road. And that's one of the reasons she is citing for what's going on. She thinks that there has been targeted campaigns to mass report her videos, started with Tristan Tate. YouTube, it says in their policies that they will not, if there is a targeted campaign against you or if there's a channel set up against you, that is against community guidelines. But it just seems that things are run so much by artificial intelligence these days that if someone does get bombarded with complaints about their channel, they put the AI on the channel. It's got a strict criteria, far stricter criteria when all these complaints come in, because I know I went through it and she's ended up with these three strikes. I ended up with about 30 strikes and my channel was wiped off the face of the earth twice in a short period of time. Well, let's continue to listen to what Candace says here. on her Twitter where she's responding to YouTube.
And it sort of has been like a build with like throughout, I would say the last year, really almost exactly a year, I think sort of post October 7th, for better or worse, things have changed. We're not going back to the place, the America, the conservative, the Republican movement, whatever you want to call it, that we were prior to October 7th. And I think it caused a lot of people to see the world through a different lens and to see a lot of people who they had trusted and who they thought were morally consistent not live up to that expectation. And so I knew, like, when the first kind of harassment campaign came and it was essentially like, this is what your opinion has to be on this situation, and I didn't bite on that, I knew what the consequence was going to be. Obviously, everybody saw the writing on the wall. It was like, we will come for your job and you will no longer have the platform that you do. But I really did have the confidence, like, when all of that happened this year, like, I knew that I would be fine because I very much believe in myself. And I think that that kind of comes from, A, I think the public trusts me. We've been through enough together with, you know, the media spells, whether it's Black Lives Matter and me taking an opinion that was not mainstreamed, COVID, me taking an opinion that was not mainstreamed, all with the exact same name calling, the exact same harassment, the exact same people pretending that I was too stupid to be able to have an opinion about these matters. She's not a doctor. She's not an expert. How dare she say this? Fine. And we've gotten through those things and I've been on the right side of it. And so there's just been just a very long history between me and the people that follow me. And like I said, some earned trust. And so when things throughout at the beginning of this year, obviously stepping out on my own, I did feel that like very confident that I could rebuild my audience because like I said, like I am the Candace Show. It's just me talking to you guys. And obviously I think for the people like Rabbi Shmuley who were a part of that harassment campaign, like demanding that I lose my job, it was something that made them very angry to see that that didn't take me out. And to the exact contrary, my show has never been bigger. My show has never been more successful. I've never had more daily views.
Yeah, and congratulations to her for building such a huge show in such a short period of time. Sadly, once you get to a certain amount of followers, there are issues that if you speak about them, they are going to shut you down. They are going to come after you in some way. As we saw with Russell Brand, and we put out over 100 videos on this channel supporting Russell Brand when all that went down with him at the time. Those videos have since been removed. But, you know, it looked like it was the end of the world for him in mainstream media at the time. Possible criminal prosecution, possibly going to prison. And he's just weathered that storm, doubled down on the things he was saying and these huge corporations he was going after, particularly Big Pharma, particularly military industrial complex. And he's got through that storm and he's stronger than ever. So you've got this three strikes thing where they destroy your reputation, they try and criminalize you, or they try and assassinate you. We saw, you know, recently with Trump, he was at the third wave of that. We saw with the Tate brothers, they're at the second wave of that. With myself, when they tried to destroy my reputation, because I was talking about Jeffrey and his island and all of those connections with the elites, it went from the attempted destruction of my reputation to they criminalized me. They looked at all my videos. They found out that a previous guest had mentioned a kid's name in a SA case, which is against the law. You can't do that. And then as the publisher of that video, I got called into the cop shop. My guest got called into the cop shop. And they put a requirement on me. I've got what's called a caution under UK law, whereby if I'm interviewing victims, survivors of these horrible things, which is a big thing we champion on this channel, is to help these survivors get their stories out, then I've got certain restrictions on my YouTube channel now, whereby I have to ask them to waive their anonymity. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And if they don't abide by all these things, I go to prison. So it is extremely serious when you're talking about these big issues and you've got a certain amount of followers. On that particular topic, Jeffrey's Island, I had 60 million views on my videos. This was about 2-3 years ago now. and it all got nuked off the face of the earth. And Candace is just entering into that right now. We will look at the emails that she's posted on her Twitter, the strikes that she's got, and I can compare that to the strikes I myself got. I got 10 times more than Candace for my coverage of Jeffrey's Island. Well, let's continue to hear what Candace has to say pertaining to her response to this.
And that doesn't really work for them. And so they were not going to let up. And I knew that that was going to happen, because I think part of this sort of psychological terrorism is essentially, you can only have a platform if we say you can. You can only have a platform if we're writing nice articles about you. You can only have a platform if we say that you're intelligent. You can only have a platform if we're willing to host you on our shows. And then you have people that are proving time and time again that that actually isn't a reality. And unfortunately, the people that we're dealing with don't have any other strategies. Like, this is what they've been doing for so long to great success, whether it's, again, calling somebody stupid, calling their opinions illegitimate because they're not experts, so you can't talk about vaccines. In the past, that's proven so successful, but we live in a different world post-COVID where the belief in the establishment has completely crumbled.
So 2 points there, then. That's how they got Russell Brand before the complete demonetization, which was a request from the UK government. They wrote to all the various platforms. Rumble told them where to go. Sadly, Rumble, the shares are down at $5. You know, they're doing okay, but they've got a lot of regulatory problems. But they went after Russell Brand with the medical misinformation strike. And then the UK Gov wrote to all the various platforms demanding he get demonetized. And this is a guy, yeah, there were allegations by Channel 4, but there was no conviction. And there is a presumption of innocence in law. How the government got away with this, but they managed to do it. And that's because if you look at the advertisers, for example, Big Pharma is one of the biggest advertisers giving YouTube money. YouTube, they want to keep their advertisers happy because that's their revenue model. So if you're going after such huge, powerful entities whose lobbies control the government and get to, you know, single-handedly write laws, then you are going to get in trouble at some point if you've got millions of followers like Russell Brand does and like Candace does. Just continue this a minute.
Proven so successful, but we live in a different world post-COVID where the belief in the establishment has completely crumbled.
So she's correct that post-COVID, a lot more people have woken up. That's as far as I would go with that. I wouldn't say that everybody has just suddenly realized we are just cattle being used by the elites. But a hell of a lot more people have woken up. For example, if you look at John Campbell's channel, whereby in the beginning he was encouraging people to get the vax, and now he's saying if he knew what he knew back then, he wouldn't be getting it, and he's interviewing vax-injured people and stuff like that. A hell of a lot of people have woken up because these things have personally affected them. A lot of people learn through their careers. When something happens you're a professional in or an expert in, some crazy anomaly, for example, in my case, I was a stockbroker. I was an options trader. I was a licensed options trader. And when the trades came in ahead of 9/11, betting that the airline shares were going to go down, that was my wake-up call, because that happened to me in my profession and there was no other explanation for it. The government has put out a BS explanation to the public, but if you're steeped in that industry, you know something is seriously wrong. With Dr. John Campbell, a lot of people are hassling him right now. They're saying, well, where were you 3 years ago, 4 years ago? Why were you getting the vax and all this stuff? Why are you only telling us this stuff now? But what I say is that we all wake up to the deep state at different times of our lives. There was a time when I watched Channel ITV, BBC One, BBC Two. That's all we had, and Channel 4. And whatever they said on the news was gospel. There was no way around it. There was no internet. There was no nothing. We all wake up at certain periods of our lives. Dr. John Campbell, at least he has woken up and at least he is exposing what's going on now. So we've got to give him some credit for that. We can't be too hard on him. A lot of people have been very hard on him in the comments saying, where were you 3 or 4 years ago? It's not like we all just came out the womb and we knew about the deep state. We didn't. Give the guy a chance.
And people are now really following the individuals that were willing to sort of buck those trends and say, hey, wait a second, like maybe let's not get the vaccine. Like, hey, maybe Black Lives Matter isn't telling you the truth. And maybe Zionism has become exceedingly radical. And you can watch these accounts. I mean, we saw this last week with Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson had a historian on his show. And I want to be clear, the woke right and the woke left are the exact same. The woke right just doesn't have the courage to admit that they do the same thing, that they do the same tactics. And you had a bunch of people essentially saying that Tucker Carlson gave a platform to a Nazi apologist absent any proof. They couldn't pull out one sentence in which a person was apologizing for Hitler. And yet you had these radical Zionist accounts being like, you know, Tucker's done. And
yeah, so that is true. When you've got the left and the right and they form extremes, it becomes the same thing. If you've read the history of Mao and Hitler and Stalin, how both of them just go into this totalitarianism and end up performing the largest executions of human beings in the history of the world. The amount of people that died, it's absolutely staggering.
And it had no impact. It had absolutely no impact. It was just them speaking to themselves. I knew that, like I said, we had completely upped the ante after the Rabbi Shmuley interview because it was, I mean, 2.5 million views in less than a couple of days, maybe like 4 days, 2.5 million views. And it was seen around the world. And we were getting tons of emails. And the response was, you know, 99.9% the same. And I knew that with the sort of obsessive writing, obsessive tweeting rather, and the obsessive posting, and also being very much aware of the fact that no matter what you think about him, Rabbi Shmuley has power. He has never lost any of his positions. He's allowed to write for, I think it's the Jerusalem Post that he writes for. He is invited into those circles. You heard him speaking about how he's friends with Bibi Netanyahu and how Israel has nukes and how he has access to all of these people that are extremely powerful. And they've never distanced him. They've never called him unhinged. They've never called him crazy. I knew that I was standing up to real power. And I knew that, again, I would have to face some sort of a consequence for just really allowing Rabbi Shmuley to expose himself. Like, there wasn't really much done by me other than to point to the world that this is radical and the people that are telling you that I'm being hateful are boldly lying. And I.
Yeah, the great thing about the Piers Morgan Rabbi Shmuley interview is Rabbi Shmuley's got this arsenal of ad hominem attacks up his sleeve for Candace. Piers is telling him, stick to the issues here. We want to have a decent debate. Stop the personal attacks. He won't listen. He launches all these attacks on Candace and he puts words into her mouth. But Piers had the foresight to find the source videos and start playing them during the interview. And Rabbi Shmuley's trying to stop him. Piers is like, let me play the interview and let's hear exactly what Candace said. And Rabbi Shmuley's trying to stop him. And you can see it, there's desperation in his face. And Piers plays the original source material. And it's obvious that Rabbi Shmuley has taken Candace completely out of context and put words into her mouth. And it must be so embarrassing and humiliating for him to be put on the spot like that and to be exposed as making up these lies and being a complete fraud when it comes to these allegations against Candace. They're just determined to destroy her reputation because she's speaking out about the big picture, about certain things.
I truly mean it when I say I'm grateful to Rabbi Shmuley for that interview. I'm grateful for the way in which he lies and just has zero apprehension about it. Like, it's just a part of his nature. I'm grateful for all of that because people got to see that live, like how someone can just literally say, this woman got up on stage and like supports Adolf Hitler and we didn't cancel her, knowing fully well that that's a lie.
Yeah, so Shmuley said she supported Adolf Hitler. And the actual source video showed Candice, she was speaking in the UK about nationalism. And she said that nationalism has got a bad rap because of people like Adolf Hitler. She did not say she supported Adolf Hitler. She said there was nothing wrong with being patriotic about your country and your country's identity and history and culture. That was the point she was making.
Doing it because you are trying to destroy somebody's character. And for the world to go through that, and for me to have received all of the emails that I did with people saying, you know, that was the first time that I understood what you have been trying to communicate. And I'm deeply appreciative to you. I knew there was going to be some sort of a reaction to that. And so it's just, it's interesting when you have an account that, and for the life of me, I can't figure out how these accounts are allowed to be on Twitter that are coordinating harassment campaigns. You know, their name, the name of the account is Awesome Jew. And then people will say, well, who did this? Who organized this account? The person is taking credit. They're quite literally saying, this harassment campaign is brought to you by Awesome, you know, Awesome Jews. That's literally the name of the account that orchestrated this harassment campaign and put a step-by-step guide. I knew that we had arrived at the final point because they had gone so vicious in trying to take my job, trying to assassinate my character, and yet the results were in. My followers are still listening to my show.
So Candice has hammered Zionism and the extreme side of that, something that David Icke covered and something that got David Icke deplatformed. So when I heard her talking about, you know, the Frankish Jews and stuff like that, stuff that David Icke talks about, that's when I emailed my mate in America and said, look, time's running out for Candice. They are definitely going to come after her.
Show is still big. So what is the next natural thing? Well, you're going to have to artificially impact the markets, right? You're going, actually, I don't believe in a free market. And if the smearing doesn't work, if the libeling doesn't work, if the harassment campaign doesn't work, then we're going to have to get her deplatformed. And that's what you're seeing. This is the.
And if that doesn't work, they come after you criminally. So that will be the next phase now, because so many people are rallying around Candice because of freedom of speech. She's getting huge donations coming in. She's active on Twitter. She's got millions of followers over there. She's not worried about being able to get a voice out. But as she continues to get a voice out, they will come after her with Lawfare next, I predict.
It's a pattern, really, with Zionists, I would say. I mean, this is the sort of stuff when you see that Ari Emanuel writes a letter and says no one should work for Kanye anymore. What is that, really? What is that? Shouldn't we be able to decide whether or not we want to buy his shoes? And you could say, listen, I'm not, Adidas has a right to fire whoever they want to, Gap has a right to fire whoever they want to. But when all of that comes on the heels of one person writing a letter, these are the kinds of questions that I think we have a right to start asking. And when somebody openly says, like, this account, we're going to harass her so she has no platform and she can't make any money, what they're saying is, we believe in financial terrorism as a strategy. And that's what this is. Make no mistake. It's financial terrorism as a strategy to get someone to kowtow to your narrative. Now, I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I would say that if it was so obvious, if the perspective was so obvious and so moral and so righteous, it wouldn't require a circle of journalists, a circle of Zionists to keep embarking on these sorts of harassment campaigns. It would be so obvious that this was the right thing to support that you wouldn't have to threaten financial terrorism to get the public on your side.
And it was just one letter was all it took to get Russell Brand demonetized from YouTube. So Candice, the three strikes have come in, if you've jumped on the stream. She's giving a response right now to what's happened there. And she has been suspended temporarily from YouTube from putting anything up. And she will probably be back active in a couple of weeks on YouTube when that suspension lifts. But they have demonetized there. We are going to go over the messages, the emails that are coming from YouTube to her, because they're on her Twitter as well. But if you look at what happened to Russell Brand, there was an investigation by Channel 4, the Sunday Times and the Times, and YouTube swiftly moved to demonetize his channel stripping him of the ability to earn income on his platform. You would think there were more pressing human rights issues than the suspension of his income stream, particularly, you know, with everything that's going on in the world. And it just took a letter from the UK government. What's her name? Caroline Dynage was the, I think, was one of the ones involved, from some Orwellian sounding bloody government or entity. And then they just bowed down right away and took it from him. And as far as I am aware, that still to this day, he is demonetized on YouTube and he's doing a hell of a lot more on Rumble. Well, let's continue with Candace.
And that's where we are. Now, you probably see that I'm pretty chill about this. The reason is, I don't know, I think partially it's because of my faith. I will say a priest on my pilgrimage said that one of the things about becoming a Catholic is you will be persecuted, but you will be happy. And that is very true. I do find myself to be happy every single day. It's partially because, you know, my family is so intact and these are the things that I get my strength from. But the other thing is that I don't belong to Zionists. I don't belong to YouTube. I don't belong to any of these groups, whether it's the ADL who are making these calls behind the scenes. Like, at the end of the day, I have faith that my platform belongs to God and that it's the people around the world that are supporting me. Like, they are the ones that are going to CandaceOwens.com and donating. And that was what was so great about building this new show, is that it's quite literally being supported by the people. And so to the extent that I actually disappoint the people, not the powers that be at media companies who are demanding that my visa be declined, to the extent that I actually do something that the people believe is wrong, that's when it will start to actually hurt me. Otherwise, it's just an opportunity to be more creative. It's an opportunity to go around and figure out how we can build our own railroads. And I'm going to keep doing that because I'm not going to be compelled to support evil.
So that's the same thing that they did to David Icke. He cannot travel to so many countries of the world right now. They labeled him, you know, with anti-Semitism, and he's had problems all over the world. He's been restricted on his travels.
There is no circumstance in the entire world, financial terrorism, I don't worship mammon, you know, that I will be compelled to subject myself to evil, to submit myself to evil. And I see that many people have made that decision, many people who I came up in politics with, and I understand it. And to an extent, I have compassion for people who think, okay, well, this is just one topic that I don't have to touch, and I can support my family. I'll just avoid talking about this topic altogether. I'll pretend that Gaza doesn't look like Dresden times 10 and that this is totally normal and turn the other cheek. And to those people, I guess like what I really want to say, it's just, I don't know if that excuse is going to work in the only court that really matters. And it makes me question, when I see Christians doing it, I do ask myself, do these Christians actually believe in God? Because you're not acting like you know that this is temporal. You're not acting like you know that there's more and that you are going to have to account for your behavior in this life. And so I wonder if they truly believe in God, or if they truly believe in the instantaneous nature of today's world. Like, you know, if they believe more in their success, they believe more in their connections, they believe more in just wanting to keep things copacetic. And so I think they're compelled by two things, which one is greed for some people, and for the other people, it's cowardice. And this desire to have a proximity to power. And to be clear, none of that is power. None of that is real power. And I think a lot of people are realizing that now. There really is only one true power in this world, and that power is truth. And if you are subjugating yourself to lies to maintain your illusion of power and complacency and your illusion of satisfaction, I just don't think that in the end that's going to work when you have to actually account for everything that you allowed to happen. And so I get it. I'm, I guess, a rare bird in that case, that I just do not at all, like, this does not at all deter me. It doesn't make me go, well, let me dial it back. Like, maybe I'll just pretend like I don't see all of these Palestinian women screaming after their children are murdered. Let me just pretend that I don't see these kids being pulled out of the rubble. Let me just pretend as if there really was a Hamas terrorist behind every single one of these children. Let me just pretend that that's rational and not ask any further questions. I'm just not capable of that.
She's got balls to be so outspoken on these issues. But if she believes that if she keeps going down that road and exposing these truths, these major platforms are just going to have to support her because it is the truth, then she is mistaken. Like I said earlier in this video, there are certain truths that they do not want you to be researching. I was researching Jeffrey's Island, and all hell broke loose in my life for a year. I lost my YouTube channel twice. I had 30 major strikes. I got criminalized. I got called in the cop shop. They will martyr you if you keep going down that road. So it's going to be interesting to see how she plays this out, because if she continues going down that road when a suspension is lifted on YouTube, she's going to end up getting completely removed from YouTube. This is the shot across the bow.
I don't even wish I was, but I know it could be so much easier if I was that way. If I was like so many people in the media who can do it, you know, just do the thing, just say the sentence, I guess. I'm just not wired that way. And I didn't come out of the womb that way. I've kind of been the same Candace Owens since I was a toddler. And what I've always said since getting into politics and having a platform is that all I ever want to do is be able to put my head on the pillow at night and know that I did the right thing and that I said the right thing. And I feel that way today. So it's crazy to think that one of they took down three videos. One of them was me speaking about Josh Shapiro and the strange case that he was involved in as the AG of that young, actually defending a Jewish victim who kind of had this case swept under the rug, who allegedly stabbed herself in the back. It was a strange suicide case. That one got taken down. Obviously the Kanye one, which is stunning, because if you pivot to YouTube right now, all of the interviews of Kanye during that time are still up on YouTube. Like the Piers Morgan one has like 10 million views when he interviewed with him. You can go find the one with him and Chris Cuomo. All of those interviews are on the web, on YouTube, but they took down my interview where he was perfectly calm and calling for peace and calling for people to have to be accountable when they treat people badly in contracts. So it doesn't make sense why that would be taken down. And I think it's probably no surprise that they also took down the trending interview that I did with the journalist that broke the Brigitte Macron story. And their reasons for taking that down was because I said the term satanic cult. And they took that down because that implies a conspiracy. So you're not allowed to say a satanic cult. Anyways.
Wow. Well, that's news to me, because if they can actually tell you as well, when I got my strikes, all I got was the name of the video and the section of the YouTube community guidelines that it comes under. So for example, it would be cyberbullying, this video, cyberbullying, this video, cyberbullying. They never specifically said at timestamp 1 minute 6 seconds, the words, you know, SRA were used, something like that, which means blah, blah, blah. There was no proper explanation. So what happened to me was about 3 years ago. So perhaps now they are actually giving people, when they get strikes, a bit more explanation of what in the video is the problem, which is quite useful if they are doing that.
All of that seems pretty made up, because it is made up. And if they wanted to be more subtle, they wouldn't have taken these videos down back to back. Obviously, they would have maybe done a video on a Tuesday, waited a week and done a video 2 weeks ago.
So what they do is, if you get mass reported on YouTube, they have artificial intelligence look at your channel with a much higher bar. Artificial intelligence is watching everything you say, listening to everything you say, watching whatever you've got written on your thumbnail, what images on your thumbnail, looking at your video title. All that is a given. But when you come under the scrutiny of being mass reported, they have artificial intelligence look at your channel with much stricter criteria. That's why, in my case, when all my strikes coming in and my channel was terminated, my channel got put back up because of the kindness and the love and support from people around the world, such as you, the viewers watching this video today. And I thank you all for doing that. As soon as my channel came back up, the algorithm hadn't finished this scrutinization of the channel. It kept going. And another couple of dozen grade A strikes came in right away, and the channel was taken down again right away. I never got to speak to a single person. I went to Google headquarters in London, said I wanted to speak to a person. The security guard went and spoke to someone at the desk and came back with a little business card that had the link for Google Online on it. So I was right back to square one. So yeah, Candace has got three strikes. The reason they come in is once something is triggered on your account, they're going over everything and they're striking everything all at once. They're not going to give you a break in between strikes. It all comes pouring down. That's what happened to me.
Yeah, but it was literally four emails back to back all at the same time. And then suddenly you're fully demonetized. And of course, having Zionist accounts like Awesome Jew say, yay, we did it. We were successful in harassing her. And because, like I said, they believe in financial terrorism. And it's just not going to work for me.
And that's the thing, YouTube says that if there is a concerted effort to put complaints in about your channel, that in itself is a violation of YouTube community guidelines and should not be valid. And Candace is saying there are people boasting online that they have done that, but it's too late. I mean, can she now turn around and submit these boasts to YouTube and say, I want these strikes reversed because this came under this targeted campaigning? I doubt she would get anywhere. It's like dealing with this monolithic, Kafka-esque, bureaucratic structure.
Because I'm not doing this because I care about whether or not YouTube is going to give me money every month. Like I said, people donate to my locals. So many people right now actually are donating. Thank you to all of you. I've seen your donations pouring in at CandaceOwens.com, and I'm grateful to all of you. And it just is the little nod that I need to know to keep going, because in the end, I think we're all, I know that truth wins in the end. So I was not going to open this up for questions. I just didn't have to know any other way to get to do a video on YouTube anymore. I mean, do a video here on X anymore, but we're going to pivot. We're going to take a couple of days to figure out how to get our content out there. We'll likely start.
But does truth always win in the end when you're living in a world of Orwellian inversion, high-tech, Hunger Games society, where whoever's got the most money gets to fund the educational establishments, gets the research results that they want, and can push whatever agenda that they want?
Are uploading videos to Spotify, and I'm trying to figure out how to upload the Kanye interview to X. It is still available on Spotify if you want to listen to it, if you want to listen to what they are deeming to be hateful. And beyond that, I just want to remind everybody to stay positive. Like, I really sense everything that's happening, from the attacks on Tucker last week for introducing, having a man that was introducing other facts of history, to what's happening to me today. I genuinely perceive it as Tucker had described it, which is that they're losing control. There's a fear there because they're realizing that their typical tactics aren't working. And I know for a lot of people, they've went from the red pill to the black pill, but eventually you get to the white pill and you realize that, like, in the end, Christ and truth wins. So positive perspectives tonight. Thank you to everyone who has been supporting me, and just wanted to pop in and let you guys know that we're pivoting, we're figuring things out, but also we are grateful to God for the opportunity to have a platform and to be able to continue to do that. All right, everybody, have a great night. Can I go?
I wouldn't say they were losing control. I would say there's an information war, and there's always been propaganda, you know, put out by the government to pursue whatever it is they want to pursue. So Candace, back in March 22nd, the rumors are true and finally free, announcing, you know, going on her own. And here's what's come in from YouTube in terms of strikes. So this thing here is YouTube Partner Program notification. Due to violations of the YouTube Partner Program policies, including our ad-friendly guidelines and community guidelines, the Candace Owens channel has been suspended from the YouTube Partner Program. Examples of this include the community guidelines violations outlined above, along with our ad-friendly guidelines, which state that content that incites hatred against, promotes discrimination, disparages, or humiliates an individual or group of people is not suitable for advertising. The channel can be reevaluated for the YouTube Partner Program after 90 days when you see the option to reapply on your monetization page. A channel that reapplies to be part of YPP will be readmitted only after it has addressed the issues that triggered the suspension. So she's saying the truth's going to set her free, and she's going to keep talking about these things, which means, as far as YouTube is concerned, she will not be addressing the issues that triggered the suspension. During this time, and once the initial upload restriction period is over, you can continue to upload new content. Make sure to review all your videos with our YouTube Partner Program policies, including both our advertiser-friendly guidelines and community guidelines in mind, and to edit or delete any videos that violate our policies. And the other thing is, these policies change every single month. I get an update email from YouTube, and I study it religiously. Having gone down this road before, having lost my channel, my channel started in 2007, can you imagine? So I had, 13, 14 years into it, building it up to where it is presently. Then you wake up one morning and it's gone. Candace's channel hasn't gone. They're just warning her right now about staying away from these big issues. So here's the email in her mail, in Candace's inbox, showing that YouTube has removed three separate videos. So she's got three strikes. Now, YouTube's law is, if you get three strikes on your channel, you are out. If you get one major strike, such as a medical misinformation strike, you can also be out, depending upon the discretion of YouTube, when a human being actually looks at it over the algorithm. So 17 hours ago, Candace posted, there will be no show today or at all this week. That's because YouTube has issued me a strike and a one-week suspension for my sit-down with Kanye. And Kanye was very outspoken about a certain country. They have removed the interview as hate speech, as it was mass reported. Their tactics never change. So here's some additional information that YouTube provided to Candace. Additionally, the video Kanye West, yay, times Candace Owens has been removed from the Candace Owens YouTube channel because it violates our hate speech policies. YouTube does not allow content containing conspiratorial claims that individuals or groups are evil, corrupt, or malicious based on their protected group status. Specifically, the video in question contains claims that a certain group of people, I won't repeat that, control the media. So she was pointing out a lot of things that, you know, David Icke has looked at over the years. You know, as far as I'm concerned, there's good and bad in every country. You can find corrupt politicians in every country. There are horrors that are going on around the world. You know, the US military industrial complex, in liaison with evil politicians around the world. They're always looking for the next country they can bomb the crap out so they can make trillions of dollars at the taxpayers' expense. And this is a huge issue. And that's why on this channel, we are doing more war reporting as these things go on, because this could very easily escalate into nuclear war. We've done a few interesting interviews lately. So next up, on the back of this video, I've got a two-hour podcast coming out right now with Chris Curtis, who spent 26 months in a California prison. Sorry, 28 years. Chris Curtis spent 28 years in a California prison. So sit tight. It is a very hard-hitting story going back to our true crime prison story roots. If you want to check that, it's going to come right up after this video. Thanks for tuning in to this. And I wish Candice all the best. Would love to come onto her channel someday to talk about my coverage of Jeffrey's Island and the 9/11 insider trading that I came across when I was working in the stock market.